United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Robert Preston. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. May it serve as a reminder that your country's independence goes hand in hand with financial independence. Invest in America and in your own future with United States Defense Bonds. Buy them automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Harry Sosnick leads the Savings Bonds Orchestra in the curtain raiser for our show, a special Sosnick arrangement of The Man I Love. Now it's my pleasure to introduce today's special guest, the popular motion picture star Robert Preston, who appears in an original sketch titled The First of April. For Mr. Preston's performance, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
There was trouble in the air that night. John Train, district attorney, had a feeling of impending danger. He sat in the living room with Helen, his wife. John was due in court early the next morning to prosecute Bonzo, the racket king. As John went through his notes on the case, trouble crept across the porch and rang the doorbell.
That's Frenchie DeVoe. Helen, you better go upstairs.
Why, John?
Because Frenchie's bringing me information, and he won't talk unless we're alone.
John, who was that?
Stay back. Stay out of this. They're after Frenchie. Right on my own doorstep. Frenchie! Frenchie!
Notebook. Inside pocket. Notebook. First... April.
Yes. First of April. Go on. Frenchie. Oh, there goes my Bonzo case.
There's nothing in this notebook, John, but a list of dates.
The last thing Frenchie said was notebook. Notebook. First of April.
That's the first date in the book. The 1st of April, the 1st of March, June 4th, February 4th. What could they be?
1st of April, dates of certain payments, protection money probably. But how much? And who got it? Oh, I won't have a case tomorrow unless I can figure this out.
Oh, you have a dozen witnesses.
Witnesses. After what happened tonight, they'll shut up like clams, and I can't blame them. The answer is in this notebook, if I can just be smart enough to see it. The 1st of April. The 1st of April. Now what? Helen, you better go upstairs.
John, don't answer.
Nonsense. This is America, darling.
Ah, the alert Mr. Train. Good evening.
Well, it's Bonzo himself. You're a little late, Bonzo. You should have been around here about 3 hours ago. Or maybe you were.
Oh, you had a little trouble here, didn't you?
Someone killed my star witness, that's all.
Oh, yes. Yes. Frenchie DeVoe. He used to work for me.
So he told me. Well, come on, what do you want?
Well, Mr. Train, I was wondering if we could arrange a little deal. Your case has been shot full of holes.
Bonzo, the only deal
John,
I'll make with...
John, in here! He's coming through the window!
Okay, Helen, I'm coming. Hey, what do you want in here?
Got the notebook, John.
Yeah, give me that, you big...
Please.
That's for scaring my wife. And the rest are for Frenchie. And here's one for me.
John, look out! Look out!
Remind me to order a new window pane tomorrow.
Johnny's gone. Did he get the notebook?
No, I got it. Let him go. I can have him picked up later. He's one of Bonzo's gorillas. Bonzo. That reminds me. Gone. All Bonzo wanted was to keep me out here while his men stole the notebook. Well, now we know that notebook means something, and I'm going to stay up until I find the answer.
Oh, 4:30, John. Date. 1st of April, 1st of March.
Oh, it's crazy, Helen, but we've got... Hey, maybe it's the first letter of the word April. A.
We could try it. The 1st of March
is M. The 4th of June is E. A, M, E, R, I, C, A, N, American. Honey, we're getting it. Now make another pot of coffee, strong coffee, because we're going to stay up all night.
Quiet in the courtroom, please. Proceed, Mr. Train.
And now, Mr. Bonzo, I show you Exhibit 13, a small black notebook. Have you ever seen it before?
Why, no. No, I never have.
Will you read the first few entries in the book?
1st of April, the 1st of March, 4th of June. This doesn't make any sense.
When you know how to read it, it makes a great deal of sense. As I shall prove later, those dates refer to the American Safe Deposit Company of Homedale and to Box 1919, rented by a Mr. Henry R. Jones.
What does that have to do with me?
Mr. Bonzo, I'll be happy to show you. Your Honor, I offer in evidence the contents of Box 1919. All right, gentlemen, place it on this table. Your Honor, here are Len Bonzo's books and records, his canceled checks, the complete proof of all his gambling activities. Mr. Bonzo, I suggest that you change your plea to guilty and throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
All right, Mr. Train, all right. I know what I'm like. Your Honor, I change my plea to guilty.
Good to get back home. Darling, you were wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I was wonderful. Good night, honey. Wake me up.
When? When do you want me to wake you?
First of April. Not this April. Next April.
Bob, that was a very convincing performance indeed.
Thanks, Rod. It was a believable part, so it was easy to be convincing. And I'd like to be equally convincing when I talk about savings bonds. There just isn't a better investment anywhere.
Keep going. You're doing swell.
Well, here's the way I see it, Rod. There isn't a man, woman, or child throughout this country of ours that hasn't some special dream for the future. For one, it might be the hope of owning his own business someday, or his own home. Another has plans for his youngster, wants to give him the best possible education. And maybe another just wants to take a few months off for a trip, or perhaps to go off to some quiet mountain stream and do a little fishing.
That's for me.
Well, thanks for savings, Bond. Every one of those dreams can come true. All you need to do is to buy them on a regular basis and let them pile up. Almost before you know it, the money's there for that down payment or the college tuition or that railroad ticket to Utopia.
All right, you are. So, friends, take Bob Preston's tip. Buy bonds regularly, automatically, through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're your own boss, through your bank's bond a month plan.
And don't forget, folks, that when you start that dream fund with savings bonds, you're becoming a shareholder in the greatest country on earth. So long, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Robert Preston. Now here again are Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to wind up the show with Harry's own arrangement of September Song. In the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Robert Preston, our star, for an outstanding performance. The supporting cast included Barbara Fuller and Peter Leeds, and Louis Graff directed the play. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more music by the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Tante reminding you that your country's strength is in your hands. Save for defense with the regular purchase of United States Defense Bonds. There is no finer investment in the world.